U.S. greater than netizens in shock at Majin Beauty CEO's pill intake, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz netizens in shock at Majin Beauty CEO's pill intake news. Netizens in shock at Majin Beauty CEO's pill intake. Man performs yoga in the middle of highway against traffic. Earn 10,000 reward for anyone with info on culprit who set kitten on fire. Photos, Majin saves kitten from near-death experience, nurses it to recovery. Watch kids seen running across a dangerous old bridge in Kedah. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Mashiach didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People Features Lifestyle. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Mashiach and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Ubisoft's new game has a Malaysian character from Pakan, Pahang. Fly like your favorite Chinese drama characters at this tourist spot in China. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup, Ratatouille Makes Wonton Mee. Munch Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is common knowledge that any form of medication you take will require supervision from healthcare professionals. With many forms of medication today, passing themselves as a traditional alternative, a majority of consumers, especially those looking to slim down, achieve fair skin or maintain overall health, have sought to self-medicate themselves instead of seeking professional attention. To see just how bad the trend to pop traditional medication and pills have become, the CEO of a local cosmetics and weight loss product company showed off her pill-popping regime to the horror of the Malaysian public and a certain Dr. Rafida Abdullah. http://worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/07/ouyugvanzertijjuad.mp4. In the video, the CEO can be seen showcasing the public on how to consume her barrage of pills, taking handfuls of the pills she had and popping them into her mouth before downing them with soda. The ingestion of medicine, however, did not end there as the CEO took a seat and began ingesting another round of medicine. Taking to Twitter, @Rafida72, a nephrologist with the Ministry of Health Malaysia, mentioned how dangerous the practice may be. As a doctor, I can only pray that her internal organs are not made to bear the side effects. Netizens commenting on the video were also horrified at the number of pills she took just for the sake of achieving the impossible. http://worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/07/bjkg7momkcxcvquam.mp4. One netizen tweeted, here is how hard her digestive system will work digesting all those pills. The CEO in question is not one who would shy away from controversy, as she is known for her aggressive promotion of her products. Let's hope that the Ministry of Health or the authorities will take action from such aggressive marketing, not to stop her business entirely but make the public more aware of the dangers that come with unsupervised ingestion of traditional medical products. Also read, video, Majin CEO screams at guard for not giving her free face mask. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.